in How to Transform Your Life is, as I mentioned, a wonderful section on faith. And it's in the chapter, A Common Spiritual Practice for Everyone. And Venerable Geshe-la says, in the practice of faith, we need to develop and maintain three types of faith: admiring faith, believing faith, and wishing faith. And as I've mentioned, admiring faith is the nature of rejoicing. You know, Jason Kappa says rejoicing should be one of our main practices. It's so easy to rejoice, for example, in Buddha's good qualities. So admiring faith is the nature of rejoicing. It uplifts our heart, makes us feel happy just thinking about the good qualities, for example, of holy beings. Admiring faith is the nature of rejoicing. Rejoicing in the complete purity of enlightened beings. So we are choosing in this prayer, Buddha Shakyamuni, but we are rejoicing in the complete purity of all Buddhas, enlightened beings, in their teachings and in the realizations of their teachings. Believing faith is the nature of correct belief. So as soon as we say the words, O Blessed One, Shakyamuni Buddha, we've turned our mind to the holy. We've turned our mind to correct objects of refuge. And believing faith, we're manifesting our believing faith, believing that enlightened beings are actually present in front of us. This is believing faith. Even though we do not see them. So this is so interesting because Buddhas are everywhere. We can understand this through logic, but just for the moment, Buddha is definitely in front of us. Buddha's always in front of us. Always in the space in front of us. At our heart, on our crown, everywhere. There is nowhere where Buddhas are not. But we forget. We forget. So when we say, O Blessed One, Shakyamuni Buddha, our believing faith is becoming manifest, and we're believing that enlightened beings are in the space before us, even though we cannot see them. Of course we can't see them. You know, we're very funny. We think, if I could just see a part, if I could just see a foot or an Ushnisha, Buddha's top knot, then my faith would really increase. But pure objects can only appear to pure minds. So through understanding that Buddhas are everywhere and developing believing faith, communicating with them, this practice, holding Buddha with our mind of faith in front, purifies our mind. And the more we do this practice, the more we imagine, it's correct imagination, we are in the presence of holy beings, the sooner we will see them directly. Because a pure mind sees pure beings. So correct imagination is the practice of a pure mind. We say the holy words, O Blessed One, Shakyamuni Buddha, and we're correctly imputing Buddha Shakyamuni is in front. This is true. And through familiarity with this practice, again and again and again, because we want to see Buddha directly, the more time we spend in Buddha's presence, the sooner this will happen. So this is wonderful. Believing faith is the nature of correct belief. Believing enlightened beings are actually present in front of us, even though we do not see them. Believing that their teachings and the realizations of their teachings are the actual refuge that directly protects living beings from suffering and fear. All of this is believing faith. And then the third type of faith, wishing faith. And as I mentioned, wishing faith is the nature of wishing. Wishing for ourself to become just like enlightened beings. The short way of saying this is, may I become just like you. So beautiful. May I become just like you, Buddha Shakyamuni, and benefit all living beings as you are doing. So this is the mind of wishing faith, wishing ourselves to become just like enlightened beings, wishing to put their teachings into practice, this wishing faith, and wishing to attain realizations of their teachings. So you're going to see how these three types of faith arise through the kindness of this extraordinary prayer.